And the Seine flowed grey and sluggish by the quay, and Notre Dame lifted two towers to a lowering, thick, curded grey sky. On the train, staring hypnotized at the blackness outside the window, feeling the incomparable rhythmic language of the wheels, clacking out nursery rhymes, summing up the moments of the mind like the chant of a broken record, saying over and over, God is dead, going, going, going. In the pure bliss of this, the erotic rocking of the coach. France splits open like a ripe fig in the mind. We are raping the land, we are not stopping. The pretty blonde turns out the light and it is warm and dark in the compartment with the blinds into the narrow corridor pulled down. And the night landscape outside the window slowly, slowly coming alive in a chiaroscuro of shadows and stars. For we are leaving the thick clouds and smoky ceiling. We are plunging through into clear moonlight, first edging the thinning clouds like curded cream, then breaking forth pure and clear in a spinning blueness. Single lights and clusters and villages. Then the weird whiteness of roads, as if made of broken white shells or trails of breadcrumbs left by the babes in the woods. Stars now, too, against the sky, turning in spirals, growing to look like Van Gogh stars, and the strange black trees, windblown.